forward and reverse flow and steps of product return process. The forward flow of the supply chain has been illustrated elsewhere. The flow of the reverse logistics process is its opposite, as shown in Exhibit 8-10. Exhibit 8-10, Reverse Logistics. Source, APIC CSCP Learning System, 2024 edition. Regardless of the industry, there are some standard steps an organization can take to implement a reverse logistics process. Gathering products from various retailers, customers, or other supply chain members in a central location is the first step. The second step involves determining the disposition of each item and then sorting the products into those respective groups. Any paperwork that may accompany a product is reviewed and compared to the item and forwarded to the next step if needed. Items that are deemed as returnable to stock or store are returned to inventory. Those items needing repair, refurbishment, diagnostics, remanufacturing, or repackaging move on to their respective areas for completion. For example, clothing is often cleaned and pressed prior to restocking. The key is to get returns back to inventory and sold again in the minimum amount of time. Cycle times to get items back to inventory for average performers might be more than a week, while top performers might do this in 3 days or less. Therefore, the ideal return location is to a forward pick location in a warehouse. There are certain advantages to having a dedicated location or locations for processing returns: faster disposition times, consistent disposition decisions, and ability to identify trends in returns. Retailers appreciate this value-added service because it does not require them to allocate space for holding returns, nor does it require their personnel to do sorting of returned products. Furthermore, it makes it easier for retailers to return unwanted or unsold products via the empty manufacturer's trucks after the retailer's deliveries are unloaded. In the early 1980s, Walmart was the first major company aside from grocery stores to centralize product returns to lower operating costs. A centralized accumulation point for returns enables industrial organizations to identify returned product versions correctly. This is a crucial step in remanufacturing, as the returned product may require an upgrade to the latest revision prior to being remanufactured.